Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Thank you.
The runway. 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 The runway.
The runway. Soul Shaker.
evening, everybody. Tonight I'm going to be doing a segment on ballroom etiquette. It's gonna be a little bit of things that go on in the ballroom that shouldn't, and it's going to be things that we feel that can be changed. And saying that is like an instance of how should we have the table set up? Maybe that would stop a lot of arguments and a lot of fights and a lot of disagreements. The way certain people that give balls, what is the criteria of their judges, and how they run their judges and their security. Sometimes you get people that have security that's not gay friendly, and different things of that nature. So what we're going to talk about tonight is things that we want to see change in the ballroom. Like, to me, a big thing in ballroom nowadays is like nobody gets there when they're supposed to. If the flyer says 8 o'clock, people don't get there until 10 or 11. Then the ball doesn't start until 11 or 12 because they want to make sure that they make their money. But then everybody gets upset. They're showing up late and the ball does not finish. That is not always the patron's fault. The people that are giving the ball, the people that own the space, this is the reason why we lose out on a lot of spaces and a lot of places that we should have still had and still be using today, but due to us being so reckless and so irresponsible, places like Menacing, that was wonderful, gigantic, a big gymnasium, and we can't go in there anymore because they've come up with more rules to make sure to keep everybody out that's given any kind of function, any kind of fashion show, any kind of ball, anything of that nature. So we as a community and as a whole need to start working and looking for different locations that we can have functions that are safe, that are clean, that that is something that you can work with and that's not so expensive, where they want to charge you an arm and a leg, where you have to wind up paying $35 and $40 to go to a function. I mean, it seems like every year, it seems like every couple of years it gets more and more and more. I think the first ball I went to, I think to get in was $10. It's went from $10 to $30 in my lifetime. So that just shows how, and God knows what it might go up to and what it might be. Because when I started walking, there was no $5,000 trophies. There was no $5,000 pots. There was no $2,500 pots. Big money was $1,000, $1,500. I mean, if you got that, you was like, whew, that was like $5,000 back then. But right now, it's like we're losing places in New York to have a ball, and even in other states. You know what I'm saying? We need to be able to give functions that are safe and that we can enjoy ourselves and don't have to pay an arm and a leg to have a function, so we don't have to charge the public an arm and a leg to have the function. So, ballroom etiquette. I guess when everybody decides to push one and call in, you could give a rendition of, I don't like when I'm at a ball and I pay for a table and everybody decides when it's a hot category like runway or face or one of the performance categories. It seems like everybody crowds the first front three tables. Like if you're at table 1, 2, or 3 or 4, 5, or 6, which usually are in the front, you can't sit down and watch the ball because everybody's going to be on the sideline standing up, and you sitting down, you will not be able to see the ball. And I think that is one thing. If you paid for a table, there should be no one from nowhere else or those that are from even from your own house standing up in front of your table. Or everybody seems to want to, when everybody starts performing, they start making a mob and crowding in. That gives the performers of your house not enough room to do what they want to do, and no one can see but you. So that's being very selfish. So I think that's the one thing that we need to start working on in the ballroom scene is organization. And I think that comes from a lot of respect, too. I mean, instead of having to tell y'all, if y'all don't move the fuck back, we're going to fuck y'all up, or, you know, we're going to put y'all out. It should just be just as easy to say, can everybody back up? You know, or before they start the performance, they tell them, you know, respect those that are walking and everybody just back up and look from a distance. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. There has to be some solution where I think all the tables should be on one side and then everybody that doesn't have a table should be able to stand up on the other side or whatever the case might be. But these are things that you can call in and ask questions about or give your opinion, which is always give granted someone's opinion. And I think that that's something that we as a community need to work on, our ballroom etiquette. And don't get me wrong, I do not say that my ballroom etiquette is all that great. Because when I get agitated and when I get mad, I am a loose cannon. And I'm the first one to say it. But in all reality, that doesn't make it right. I mean, I do it because I did it, but that in all reality does not make it right at all. So, without, you know, saying anything, because I can't tell, I got to look at my phone and see if I have any callers, which I doubt, because no one really calls in this early. As I can see, it's 11:22. So, what do people think about ballroom etiquette? So I'm going to no callers talk. Okay. So,
she see me on Q talking about no callers. It's full.
Hello, you. Oh, wait a minute. Danny, are you there?
Yeah, Mom, I'm here.
Okay, how do you feel about?
Yeah, ballroom etiquette. I think.
Yeah,
I
what
just
do you feel that in the ballroom scene should be changed? You know.
I think it's the respect factor. Like, I wanted to touch, like, on standing in front of tables, like, when the ball is going on. I think giving the respect for the person that's throwing the ball or the house that's throwing the ball, they can't control that right then. There's so much going on. Like, I think that is a house thing. If you feel like you're going to let a crowd of people disrespect your house or stand in front of a table that you paid for, then they're going to stand in front of the table that you paid for. I think that's something that you should control as far as house-wise. But you can't, yeah, that's the only thing I had to say, Mom.
Okay, honey. Thank you.
Yeah.
Next caller, 843-532. Caller, are you there?
I don't think you should blame that on the people that's calling out. They got 1,000.
Hello, caller, are you there? Okay, well, I guess that caller's not there, and I guess I have no more callers. Well, I guess that was the same thing I was talking about, Jay. Ballroom etiquette is something that we really need to touch on so there won't be fatal incidents like people losing their cool or whatever the case might be, or people coming up with an excuse why they stepped on someone's toe. It's just a thing of just being able to be respectful to each other. And again, everybody, do not get me wrong. I know I'm not perfect. I can be one old nasty bitch when I want to be, when I'm agitated. And don't get me wrong, I know that I can be. But that doesn't make it right. And in order to help this scene become something, we need to all kind of work together, kind of work on the same accord. And that's what we need to do. So in all reality, everybody knows that when you go to a ball, you have to pay your $30. If your house has a table, you kind of go over to your table. You kind of mingle around. You try to find a girlfriend or two, or try to find the services or whatever the case might be, or the date, whatever the case might be. But it's always to keep in mind that where the table area is, it would be best when you walk on the back of the tables instead of the front when the ball starts. So, I guess I have no callers for this issue, so where do I go from here? Let's get into, I had a few, but I think that ballroom etiquette is something that we really, really, really need to touch on because of the simple fact of the things that are going on, not only in New York and not only as statewide. So it's something that I really would like to talk about if anybody feels that to push one, I mean, it's something that we can talk about. But if not, I guess we'll find another subject to talk about. The crowbar means a hundred, so I don't know. So let's talk about classic runway divas, male and female figures. Those that you remember that were runway divas state to state. I've had a few of them. I can name a few like Eric Adonis, Bernie Jordan, Morgan now, I like her for female, Miss Giselle, of course, she's a force to be reckoned with for female figures. For the Butch Queens, I haven't been really paying attention to too much Butch Queen runway lately. But I can tell you about a lot of old girls from back in the day, and I see that a lot of people, that it's not as pushed as it used to be. There used to be a lot of people walking runway at one time or the next, and they don't do it anymore. And or the categories are not the way they used to be. So where runway used to be fun, adventurous, something to look forward to when you get to a ball, like you would see all the big guns standing up, Eric Adonis, Bernie, Hakeem, Miss Patrick, you know, Erica Revlon, Tracy Africa, the heavyset girl from the House of Continental, Cat Eyes Continental. These are girls that you would just live to see hit the runway. Regardless of what the case might be, these were girls that you would love to see the runway. So now I'm giving you two things to kind of call in about if you feel, do you know any runway divas that are here and are still walking and that you want to give a shout out to and say, well, yeah, you know, I like Miss Thing. She really walks really cute. Or Miss Erica Donis did it for me. Or Miss Bernie in the Bubble, she did it for me. I mean, I guess these are things because it's like after the holidays, I don't really know what to talk about. I had a couple of segments put together, but it doesn't seem like it's going to wash this weekend. So I decided to do ballroom etiquette and runway. So if anybody's listening and wants to call in and ask a question, or you can ask me a question about anything. Maybe you might have questions about categories, past category things that we've had. I mean, I'm willing to answer any question if it has to do with anything from the late 80s up to now. I mean, and that's a lot of information to disseminate, but my memory's pretty good, and even if y'all want to test me, I'm not above being tested. I mean, I like being asked questions more or less than having to talk so much, because me talking, it gets boring, and want to, and I hate to hear my own voice sometimes. So you can call me and, you know, and push one and let your hand go up, and let's talk about anything, even if you come up with a subject that you would like to elaborate on. I'd be more than happy to elaborate on it if I could. Okay, we have an Escada Ball commercial coming up. Everybody hold on.
The Legendary House of Escada presents The Mental Asylum. Crazy about Escada. The 10th anniversary celebration of the Mid-Deck House of Escada Ball. Saturday, December 18th, 2010. Doors open at 7 p.m. Legislative Stars begins at 8 p.m. sharp. The ball is free before 9 p.m. $20 back. Tables, $150 in advance. The Mental Asylum, held at the McCormick Ballroom of Herman Hall at the Illinois Institute of Technology, 3241 South Federal Street, Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000 for runway. Legendary versus $1,000 winner versus of the years versus challenger. Are you up to it? Grand prize number two for $1,000. Open door. Then perform. Legendary versus $1,000 winners versus of the years versus challenger. We'll see you there. Mini grand prize for $250. Open to all legendary realness. The ball will begin promptly at 8 p.m. and end promptly at 2 a.m. Don't gag.
The legendary house of Escada.
The Mental Asylum.
Crazy about Escada.
The proceeding was a La 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 production.
Huh? I really think I gotta make it to the Escada Ball. But anyway, 917-693, call, are you there?
Hey, Ashley.
Hi, honey, what's going on?
How are you?
Fine, and you?
What's the tea?
Okay, so my tea today is ballroom etiquette. Things that you see that you might want to change in the ballroom and for the better, and things that are going on now that needs to be stopped immediately. So you have a two-part question, or you could tell me who is your favorite runway diva, maybe male figure or female figure. So either one you want to do first, honey.
Okay, my I have two. Runway.
Okay, go ahead.
My two favorite is Jake Lonnie. Well, legendary, I'm sorry. Jake Lonnie. And I also enjoy Bernie Jordan. I'm sorry, Bernie, now Ebony.
Right.
Those are my two all-time favorite runway divas.
Okay, now, things in the ballroom that you feel that need to be changed that would improve ballroom etiquette?
First, Cabbage, I think they need to do away with the cash categories. They should make only grand prize and mini grand prize cash categories. And what they may want to do is give the cash to the house with the most points at the end of the night. So, therefore, that will eliminate a lot of drama, a lot of bullshit, okay? Part of the problem is people are so thirsty of winning money, they're just doing it for money. And I understand you got to do what you got to do, but that takes away from actually wanting to do a ball. It takes away a lot of creativity. It takes away people taking the time. If you watch Paris is Burning, they didn't get money. They got the recognition, and they got the trophy, and they got the fact that they won because they put the umph in doing what they had to. Now it's like, okay, you know what? Let me just go and win, and that's it. Get my coin and bounce. And I think that's part of the problem. Now, I understand sometimes right now people are in a situation where they need money. I understand. But look what's happening to the ballroom scene.
You're right. You're 100% right. But it seems like right now, when I started walking in 1980, it was all about pride, recognition.
Exactly.
That trophy was worth something, not to anybody else, to the bitch that won it. That trophy meant something. But back then, the trophies looked like something that you could put in your house as a decorative piece. Now, the trophies, You'd rather get a frame from Pier 1 Imports and have in it grand prize. Because some of the trophies are just horrible.
Correct.
That answer is true.
It's like, okay, the money thing is there, and that's one incentive. But it seems like the money came in, and when the big money came in, it kind of shadowed off all the other categories that were not big money. Like, you know, Jasmine kind of turned it up a little bit. She gave for female figure face. She gave it for twist. She gave it for female figure performance. She opened up a lot of different categories. But it seems like the whole ballroom was waiting for the $5,000 category that night.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, even like categories like twist, when it wasn't the $5,000, it was cute, but if maybe twist would have been maybe a couple of $100 more, it would have made given more enthusiasm. But everybody had so much anticipation for the $5,000 female figure face. Did you look at that ball? I mean, did you ever see that ball was like, everybody walked their categories with intentions on seeing face. You see what I'm saying? And when they had Schoolboy Realness, everybody was there to see what everybody was going to have on for Schoolboy. Hello? I guess he's gone. So
I'm back.
Oh, you're back?
I'm sorry, Cavi. I got disconnected. I'm back. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I hope I just didn't cut you off. But, you know, a lot of enthusiasm went out of the ballroom scene because of that. So, I mean, if you were to give a ball, how would you arrange your ball so that it wouldn't be, that concept would not be there? What would your grand prize be? And would you do your categories forming in a way where it seems like they have a point factor, or was every category would be one single point, and at the end of the night?
See, Cabbage by doing it like that, it gives the whole house a chance to want to accomplish something. Think about it, Cabbage. Just think about it. Your child is walking for performance for $500. You got 20 kids. You got one kid going for that $500. Now, what are the odds of all your kids, one of them, what if one of your child gets it? He gets it. So now just imagine the pressure. Imagine the repercussions. Because now he has the $500. Now, he can either, one, he can say, you know what, I'm going to give my house X, Y, and Z. He don't have to, because he won that. But then just imagine also the pressure. And you know how some people take it to their head. They think they're the shit. Then it causes a lot of animosity sometimes. It just causes a lot of problems. When you have 20 kids, how do you deal with all that pressure? Whereas if it's for the house, at least the house can enjoy it. Okay? Because what happens if your child needs money to go to a ball? Is it fair for the parents to always got to come out their pocket to pay? Or if the house has the money, you go into the budget. A lot of times the kids don't even have the money to go to the ball. So at least if the house gets it, that money that you got saved, it can pay for balls. It can pay for your kids when you need certain things, when your kid or your child needs effects. I'm sure the parents are tired of coming out their pocket to pay for effects because their child don't have it. But if the house has it as a whole, boom, that's another outlet you can look into of getting money to either, one, pay for your child's effects or what have you.
Okay, so now, you know what? That's a good idea. And that should be something that a lot of houses that are giving future balls should think about. If they have a point system and the money, the overall grand prize money, goes to the house with the most trophies, which I have seen over the test of time, and a lot, we've done it, we've won it, we've never won it so far since lately, but the House of Milan seems to always seem to get it together enough to win that, and that is an accomplishment in itself, because that money goes to the house, And that really gives them a chance to decipher of which way it's going to go and what they're going to do with it. Either they're going to go and give a bus ride or something, or whatever the case might be. It benefits those that are in the house, those that were able to win, and those that were not able to win but did participate and put their best foot forward. No one feels slighted. So that is a good solution to that problem. But now, how do you get other houses to implement it?
Well, that's a good question. Well, first of all, the houses, here's my thing, and this is me. I'm not a legend. I'm not no icon. I do know about ballroom from, one, my history, the people who I've associated myself with, and actually walking balls. One, some of these houses have too many excess people that are not doing anything. And my thing is, if you're not doing an asset to the house, and it doesn't mean you have to walk. You could be an asset by being a bodyguard. You could be an asset by being a makeup artist. You could be an asset of getting the kids ready. You could be an asset of helping Cabbage get the food ready. So when Cabbage has to OB business and people are coming over there, you could be an asset. So when I mean by someone asset, doesn't mean you have to be a ballroom walker, but an asset. If you're not an asset to that house, you should not be in that house. A lot of these houses have a lot of excess people that's just taking up space. Okay, I'm about quality, not quantity. And I think a lot of the houses need to take that into consideration. If a person is not an asset to your house, then why the fuck he or she is in your house?
So you feel that because what makes them an asset or a liability? You mean somebody that walks, or you have somebody that's in the house that's not really a big walker but has no problems giving $50 to $75 towards a table so that when they do come to a ball, they have somewhere comfortable to sit with their house?
Yes.
Or someone that does a lot of running around with everybody and helps everybody get dressed? What about you have a person in your house that doesn't walk or is not walking and hasn't walked in 6 months, but they've helped people put their dues together, they've helped get effects together, and they help people get dressed? Do you find them to be necessary to be in the house, or do you feel that they're just dead weight?
No. Absolutely. They're an asset. Like I said, Cabbage, you don't have to be a ballroom walker, but an asset meaning you are contributing, whether you are help to get the effects, whether you're assisting in, let's say, some type of fundraiser, okay, whether you are contributing to the table. You don't have to necessarily walk to be a part of a house, but you're bringing, you're an asset, like you said, an asset. What are you doing to help this house, okay, other than just being there doing nothing, okay? Everyone can't walk, Cabbage. Everyone can't bow. Everyone can't do runway. Everyone can't walk realness. But you have some people behind the scenes that can contribute, that can help. Your designers, your crafters, your makeup artists. So there are assets too. You can't knock them.
Okay, so that's a good way of putting it. But now, what if you have a big house like the House of Ebony, which I'm sure you know very well. And what about the House of Milan? What about the House of Mizrahi? That's quite a large house. And they, you know, their members are like, you have members like Jack and Kelly that don't walk as often, but are of the hierarchy in the house. You know, and even someone like me that I don't walk that often anymore, but I'm usually present at most balls, state to state. You see what I'm saying? And I don't have no problems with helping somebody get dressed. I don't have any problems with, you know, helping somebody get their effect or helping them do research or go helping them shop. But some people feel that the hierarchy doesn't feel like doing it, but how did we learn? I had to learn from Ms. Lonnie, like you had to learn from somebody. So, I mean, these are things that we need to give back to the kids so they can have a chance of having as much fun and all the experiences we have had, well, I have had in my time and even in the segment that you're in. Because right now, when did you first start walking, if I'm not mistaken?
2005.
Okay.
Let me look at my trophy. Hold on a minute. Let me look at my trophy. 1 minute. 2005.
Okay, 2005. And what category did you walk?
Executive Realness and Realness with a Twist.
Okay. And out of those two categories, what in your heart did you feel suits you better?
Suits me better is Realness with a Twist, but I've gotten more over on Executive Realness. But
Your passion.
I like to perform. So
your passion is Realness with a Twist.
Correct.
And that tight, tight catwalk.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, okay. So, but you see now, you're an asset because you could always walk twists if need be, but your strong point was walking realness, executive realness.
Yes.
So you were considered an asset to any house. You see what I'm saying? Because you had one category on lock and another category on the uprise, and that's what ballroom is about. It's all about growing. Like, my first category was not performance. And my first category, they don't even have anymore. And I wish they would bring it back, but now I wonder if my category, because of the change of times, my original first category is a category that maybe nobody would really have fun with anymore. As much fun as Miss Tabas made it for me. You know, I remember the first category, my first category was Skirts Ahoy. And I just lived to, Skirts Ahoy was like a category where you would get like maybe 10, 12 girls to walk. My idol for it was Tabas, Dory, and Corey. It was a fun category. It was so creative because, you know, bitches would wear this skirt, may it be long, may it be short, may it be wide, may it be purple, may it be green, may it have lights running underneath it or lights running all around it. It was a category that made us think and wonder what another bitch was going to bring it. And it made you, like, you know, you go around and give her, did you hear what Miss Lee was wearing, what kind of skirt she was going to have on? That's what kind of category, that's what drew me to the category was the stiff competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that also has to deal with the categories. Like you with Realness with a Twist, you would look at Realness with a Twist and give her, I could do that, and I want to walk that. But then you would look at Executive Realness and give her, I got that in the bag. So in all reality, after a while, don't you think that you should have given up Executive Realness and spent more of your waking time and practicing on your twist?
Okay, we'll talk behind the scenes. You think you're slick. We're going to take that. You're going to take the next call. We don't want to talk about that now. We'll talk about that all behind the scenes.
I don't think I have any more.
That answer is...
I don't think I have any more callers, but okay. So everybody, we're going to talk about, I guess, we're going to talk about, who's there?
You want to talk about that now?
What would you like to talk about now?
That twist.
That what?
His twist.
Oh, well, I like his twist. His twist is real different. Because he's only 5'5", maybe 5'6", y'all probably don't know who it is, but he's somebody that's in my house. And his twist is, like, so different because he also walks Executive Realness. So how many Executive Realnesses did you see that walk twists? Name a twister right now that walks Executive Realness. You know what I'm saying? Either they walk thug, or they walk schoolboy, or they walk pretty boy. But finding a executive realness that walks twist. He's unique. He's unique beyond it, but he just does not put a lot of time in ballroom as much as he used to. So I really like him as a person because he seems to be so respectful and so productive in his own real life until, okay, you don't come to a ball for a couple of months. It's all right. But when you see him, you're happy to see him. He's always got a bunch to tell you. And that's another thing that's missing from ballroom itself. It's just people that are just productive and, you know, got a lot of stuff to do. And when they come to the ballroom, everybody's happy to see you because it's something different. But that person, it's very shocking to me that he likes Twist as much as he does. And he probably kind of executes executive realness. He does his thing. So let me see.
Well,
if I
want to
have...
see him twist tonight at Vogue Tuesday.
Who's going to do Vogue Tuesday?
I want him to twist at Vogue Tuesday tonight.
Oh, it's Twister's Vogue Tuesday tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So are you going to walk Twist tonight?
I'll be there. I'll be there. Am I walking? I don't know.
Wow, you going?
Yeah.
I don't know why you don't walk. You don't walk any other time.
And Vogue Tuesdays is the night that the kids are supposed to come out of practice, so I think you should walk tonight.
Maybe after I get off the radio station, I should go take a dip in the pool and throw on something and get in a cab and run up there. I just don't be feeling like coming out on Tuesday. Tuesday's just like the middle of the week. I'm probably getting old, but I just don't have any spunk to go all the way up to 39th Street to Esquilita's. I just love going on Sunday and leaving at the wee hours of the morning, or if not early in the morning. I can deal with that, but Tuesday seems to be, and then I have the radio show, and then after I get off the radio show and get my hair in a coif and, you know, find something to wear, it'll be about time for the function to start. So I might make it tonight. I don't know. Maybe Joseph is already there because ain't nobody home but me. So I don't know. Maybe I will go tonight, tip on out, put on my high heels and find me a short skirt to blow up underneath and go out. I have no idea what will happen. Or I might lay here and just look at TV and go to sleep because I've been up all day. I have not slept since yesterday. A lot of stuff going on. But, Kelly, are there any callers? I can't talk all night. Oh, I guess I still have no more callers. Oh, well, I guess tonight is going to be a bust. So I don't know what to do. Nobody will call in. Nobody will ask me any questions. I guess everybody is going to Vogue night tonight. I think I have a caller. 347-78. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to press one, but what else? Is there anybody?
Oh, okay. Thank you. We were having technical difficulties. But anyway, before I was so rudely interrupted, I guess he didn't mean to push one, but it's okay. I guess we have nothing to talk about. If nobody calls in, I can't feed the sickness. If I have no callers, I have no questions. I have all questions and no answers. Even if you give me questions, I don't mind giving answers, but nobody's hitting me up. Nobody's pushing one. They're listening, I'm sure, but nobody's pushing one. I guess I need some more material. But I'll try to think of other things. I would think of, my kids always tell me I think of the wrong things, like legends that are in jail or Oh, oh my God, I think it's Miss Kool-Aid Khan. My, 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 is she on the line? Kool-Aid! Kool-Aid!
Hey, sister, congratulations on your East Coast.
Oh, Lord. Oh, so
oh,
you're
wait,
not really.
Wait, don't wait, don't just. Wait a minute, my pope. Not just congratulations on her East Coast. Congratulations on your distance from Canada all the way to Mexico.
Put your hands together
on the
face. The real.
The real.
Wait, wait, hold on, wait. You're legendary.
You're legendary. Kelly McRae. This thing could not wait to hear my
voice. She brought that introduction so fast.
How overall East Coast mother?
What's going on?
That's
the tea. Yes, honey, I heard some girls on the line, honey. So you know I have to tell Switchwater to put me on.
I mean, what's the problem you got, Nicole, which is East Coast mother of the House of Khan, and we have you, overall East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi. I mean, how many more mothers do we have on this line? I mean...
Wait, but I'm still asking the question, Auntie. From Canada
to Mexico.
Mexico. Yes, goddamn.
That's East Coast.
Well, I'm going to let Nicole have East Coast. I'm going for something bigger this weekend.
What are you going for, Luke?
You have to
tell
wait
the world and everybody that's listening what they want to
hear. You gotta wait until Saturday and see.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna hurt y'all.
So what is going on, honey? Everybody's moving up in status.
There's a transition in, honey. This is the weekend of transition in.
Okay, Travis, am I going to see you in Pittsburgh?
I don't think there's anything higher than you can get in the higher.
No, you are not going to see me in Pittsburgh.
Huh?
Girl, you going back to Pittsburgh after you said there ain't no legends in Pittsburgh?
I'm not going to Pittsburgh. What am I going to Pittsburgh for? And neither, I know Ebony's going to Pittsburgh neither.
Oh.
Because there ain't no legends in Pittsburgh.
Well, they'll be near Ebony at that Pittsburgh function.
What?
Near a one. From Canada to Mexico. There'll be none there.
Oh,
I have a different idea of what ballroom should be. And I have a different idea that I love Chris Infinity, but I really don't have nothing. I'm not harboring anything against Pokey. I have nothing against Chris, but I am not letting my kids, after what went on the weekend of Roy's Ball, go to a function that Pokey's given so he can be able to throw shade at my kids. I'm sorry. I'm not going to let it happen.
Oh.
So I refuse, and I have nothing against Chris. If it was up to me about Chris, I would have told everybody to go. And believe it or not, I'm really feeling bad about not letting them go because a lot of them want to go and get their of the year. But in all reality, getting the of the year in Pittsburgh.
Oh, it's not an of the year.
Hey. Oh, shit, who did that?
That answer is... True.
Okay, so it's like I could see if it was in Atlanta, California, North Carolina, New York, Pittsburgh.
But you know that's a state and it means a lot to them. And they worked so hard so far, you know.
I would even see if it was Baltimore, but Pittsburgh. I went to one function there. It was my house function. I enjoyed it. I even enjoyed meeting a lot of people from different places because, believe it or not, I got to meet the father of the house of Crayola, and I think their houses is nice and neat. But my problem with Pittsburgh is they don't do anything correctly. They don't teach performance kids that performance is supposed to be you hit the beat. It's not the most fabulous, craziest dip that you can hit. You have to have, regardless if you're dramatic, you have to have some grace, you have to have some elegance, you have to have some timing, you have to have some poise. Female
you
figure.
You have to have all five elements.
That answer is true.
I was there, but
Pittsburgh is not the only state that needs to know that, though, Cabbage. I feel that goes for every state.
No. Believe it or not, there's a few places that need to be policed up on their judging. Okay, don't judge kids because, you've known them for 2 years and you've seen them progress. That's not how you judge. You judge them on what they are right then, right there, right now.
Right there, right.
Okay? If a month and a half ago you had four elements and tonight you have five, that means last week I chopped you or last month I chopped you, so this month I'm not going to chop you because you have all five of your elements. But don't judge kids because, that's honey so-and-so, she's so-and-so's son, I seen her turn it in the house. That has nothing to do with it. And believe it or not, Chic is up there, and the Infinities are up there. But if the Infinities and the House of Crayola, they are teaching their kids nothing. There are very few kids that are in Pittsburgh that can come out of Pittsburgh and win anything.
A life before
okay? Because that's the shade. There are very few kids that's
not shade. That's true. That's not shade.
It's not shade. There's a lot of kids that would never dare to declare to come out of town, to come from Pittsburgh and go to Atlanta and think that you're going to even run any competition. Even if they don't know who you are. If you're a bad bitch, you're a bad bitch anywhere. But don't just be a bad bitch that's a local because you girlfriends with so-and-so or you was fucking so-and-so that now is kind of all right, so they're on the judges panel. No, because a lot of them kids was getting over in Pittsburgh. And I don't want to even say in other houses, in my house too. A lot of them kids that walk in certain categories should not be walking it. They don't research their categories. They don't. We have an Escada Ball commercial. Hold on, everybody, and everybody stay right where you at. I'll be right back.
The legendary house of Escada presents the Mental Asylum. Crazy about Escada. The 10th anniversary celebration of the Midwest House of Escada Ball. Saturday, December 18th, 2010. Doors open at 7 p.m. Legend Fitness and Stars begins at 8 p.m. sharp. The ball is free before 9 p.m. $20 after. Tables, $150 in advance. The Mental Asylum, held at the McCormick Ballroom of Herman Hall. At the Illinois Institute of Technology, 3241 South Federal Street, Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000 for runway. Legendary versus $1,000. Winner versus of the years versus challenger. Are you up to it? Grand prize number two for $1,000. Open door. Then. Legendary versus $1,000. Winners versus of the years versus challenger. We'll see you there. Mini grand prize for $250. Open to all legendary realness. The ball will begin promptly at 8 p.m. and end promptly at 2 a.m. Don't gag.
the legendary house of Escada.
Hello, Celestia.
Crazy about Escada.
The proceeding was a Lana Del Rey production.
Oh shit. Speaking of the legendary house of Escada, I live for Big Grand Marches. They be really giving me what I want. I would have given my life off of them.
Are you going to Pittsburgh, Salvin?
Yes, I am.
To Chad Lahoo on the mic. Let me tell you something, Salvin. I was down there with Kevin Movado, used to be Prodigy, now Prodigy. And when I tell you, that whore chanted her ass off. And to the point where she just started chanting for them to catch her chant. And it's crazy to me. It's really crazy to me that they're not far away from Ohio and different places, but they just don't have that oomph. And their ballroom scene is very small, so I don't see why they would not, as a small, you know, community, branch out. They don't seem like they go anywhere, except for the few that do come out of town, like Chris and Cheek and a few others. I've never seen them anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a strange to me that they give balls there and you can kind of roadmap who's going to win what.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad because everybody pays them money. They have a femme queen out there that should not be walking there. She's supposed to be standing next to Miss Jasmine Malone.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? And when I tell you, it gagged me to know that was a femme queen. And she was dark-skinned and lovely and, you know, everything. It's just that their functions don't seem to. And then the judges panel, I looked at the judges panel, and there you had one or two people that knew what they were doing, and the rest of the judges panel was a buddy system girlfriend thing. Because they're really looking for the judging to come from two different people, and that's the way the judges sway.
All right.
You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm going to go to Pittsburgh more often, I'm not really advising my house. I'm really against my house even going. I mean, they're asking me could they go for their awards, but a Pittsburgh of the Year award.
I mean, but like I said again, you know, it, I'm not saying to be funny. It might not mean something to you, but it means something to them. You know what I'm saying? So, and then at the same time, I guess they forgive him whatever the situation was. Like, you get what I'm saying? But
right.
Like, I don't know.
You know, and I guess
they worked this hard, and to be honest with you, you know, it ain't like the year just begun. You know what I'm saying? You know, it is what it is, though.
I feel that it's not going to be anything productive, and what's going to come out of it is going to be another mess and catastrophe. What's going to happen is somebody's going to feel slighted, someone's going to feel some kind of way, somebody's going to say something, and it's going to come to the House of Ebony has ruined another ball where it could have been avoided for just telling them just not to go and just for not nobody else to go for right now. And that's the way I feel. I mean,
if they respect you on who you are, it shouldn't come that way. You know what I'm saying? It's like if James sent out an order to us, or it's like if Steve sent out an order or somebody else sent out an order, if they respect you as a leader, they should know what to do and what not to do. Because that's why they had every ball you're going to tell them not to go to.
But I know right now tension is flying with that that little situation between him and, mind you, it has to do with femme queens. And, you know, femme queens don't like to be clowned.
Right, right.
Okay.
Well,
they're feeling some kind of way. If they took the time out to fucking mace him and all of this, and they're all in the same house, they feel some kind of way.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't take anything away from him himself, but it's just certain ways you do things, especially if you're a godfather. You know, those kids are supposed to be, they must respect you. You're not demanding. So, I mean. Who's Kelly at in the hallway?
No, that was me.
Where was you at, Nicole?
Getting my kill.
your kill.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, all right. Your lady of the night. The baby sleeps up.
Oh, man, that's where I'm about to take my ass.
So, what balls are you looking forward to solving this so far that's coming up?
To be honest with you, I'm just looking for everybody to make it for the 2011. I'm not really looking for, like, any, like, typical ball.
That's me, because I'm the new overall. You go, mother, I can tell you, Chicago doll and
Tether.
Chicago is, like, exciting for me, and it's 20 days, almost 20 days away. That's what I'm definitely looking forward to, is going to Chicago. Of course, Miss Ashley's having her ball on the 8th. Then I'm looking forward to Miss Christina ball. That's my sister. She's having her ball also after, I guess, Ashley has hers. The awards ball, and for me, the other one would be, before I go into my surgery, would be the LaCroix.
What surgery are you going to get? Are you going to get a uterus too?
What?
Oh, I said
no disrespect to anyone who has a uterus. I have no problem with people who have a uterus, but my belief is I will add on, but I won't take off. So that's where I stand with that.
But you can't say that, Nicole, because.
I'm saying that I would add on and that I'm not going to take off, that I have no desire to have nothing, that I won't bleed and bear children out of. No, I'm going to say that. I'll add on. I'll get a breast, maybe shave my forehead and do some of this and that. But what I won't do is go get something that later on down the line, most pre-ops end up being miserable because they end up still dealing with the same type of drama that you go with, well, for me, I'm going to say as a butch queen or in the gay life or even in a lesbian relationship. Relationships are relationships. So sometimes I think that the younger girls are getting all this extra fast stuff, thinking that cabbage, that they will be able to have a productive reality, like as far as men and looking for love, because being a femme queen is a very lonely life. So when you, as far as companionship, so I think a lot of people go and they do that, say, well, girl, if this girl can get a pussy, then I should be able to go get one. And I don't think like that.
But you will.
So you're going to Chicago for that Scott ball?
I'll be in the building.
Well, I will tell.
You want to go where I go, Kelly? I want you to go where I go. I want all the over East Coast mothers, because personally, I like the panel now. I don't know how far this overall East Coast stuff is going to go, but with the panel now, are very strong. I don't need a boot. I can be a mother and a father. Yeah, the panel that we have now, Cabbage, being the overall East Coast mother, yes, Ebony, you all get ready, because now you're going to get a stern, structured situation. So I appreciate all of, you know, the East Coast mothers at the given time, because we all are very outspoken. We're not afraid to say what's on our mind. We see things how we see things, and we're not afraid to compromise.
But here's the only problem. I'm older than both of y'all, and I'm a butch queen. Y'all are girls. You're going for surgery next week. Kelly just came from sipping something.
I won't be going for surgery until maybe about 3 or 4 months. I have something to finish doing as being mother like this.
Well, baby, you know, I just want the girls to know when they start, you know, throwing out things and stuff, that, you know, I blueprinted East Coast mothers and fathers. So please make sure they put that in my please make sure they put that in my memoir.
Okay, all right, Ms. Carol, because you know what I said earlier? I said you were, but ain't nobody start paying attention until I became.
They paid attention,
but make
not
sure
really,
that they put that
really
in the memoir as a book.
They're going to pay attention to Ms. Cabbage, because, bitch, what she said, or bitch, and I've known her since I was 16 years old. I'll be 30.
Don't give up numbers.
All right. But
well, if you knew Cabbage since you knew Cabbage since you were 16, and you hear me early, we say, well, goddamn, Cabbage, you've been out for a long time.
But the only thing I can say when it comes to this East Coast Mother stuff, so far we are on the right track. I just hope that it keeps going. I hope nobody don't just make somebody East Coast Mother because of. That's now the new trend. You get what I'm saying?
And I'm so glad that I blueprinted East Coast mistakes. So you know that goes down to the, you know, when they start considering me for Icon, they know that I started that. You know,
Kelly, if you don't put these pom poms down.
I'm living for it right now.
You've been on the radio station. You've been the first overall East Coast mother that was on the radio station. You've done a lot as a pioneer, Kelly, believe it or not. I mean, no one can take that away from you. Make no mistakes. I have no problems following up behind a bad bitch. So, I mean, if you were the first, me and Miss Nicole will be the second, and I'll be the third. I have no problem with it.
Welcome to the East Coast.
You got to get into that. The power is going backwards. The numbers is Kelly first, Nicole second, Cabbage third, right? But the power is going to come Cabbage, Nicole, Kelly. Okay, Kelly?
But you want to know what a gagger is, how I gag, like, because I thought the overseer thing was going to be hot, you know, after me and Shannon and stuff. But East Coast really took over the overseer.
Let me tell you this East Coast, it has took it off, so they got it in the Kiki scene now.
But you want to know something?
I'd like to give a shout out to Shannon Gosson. That's my partner in crime when it comes to like this overseer stuff. So.
Well, I want to thank you about your over East Coast thing. I think the panel now was fabulous. I will drop the overall East Coast if you put some mothers in there that has no business. I think that that is a place where people that are in power of their real lives should be having, not people that's just in power of this just lifestyle. Cabbage controls and in power of her real. Miss Kelly's been in power of her real life forever. And, you know, and so have myself. I think strong-headed, outspoken, not people should be at that position. I don't think people that's 22, 23, I don't think that the maturity has grown for that. So I like the panel. I appreciate Cabbage, you being an overall East Coast mother makes it look even much more better also because you're very powerful.
I'm gonna add a new East Coast mother to the to the rankings with y'all.
It don't matter. I love it. All of that and a bag of potato chips. I mean,
I'm gonna add a new East Coast. I hope
she's one of those that's, you know, that don't kiss.
I don't want to be East Coast anymore.
You a fool, and you're about to make a very bad mistake, sweet cheek. So let me tell you publicly, you should stay right where the thing that you claim to blueprint, and then you think to run off and think that you're
trying.
It will be the same person that you brought in that will make it a disaster. I think that you're a fool and that you shouldn't do that. Remember, I told you, Nicole,
that I started in the mailroom and I worked my way up, bitch, and I got a corner office, and one day I'm going to run this company. So every time, the girls thought when I gave up my mother position as New York,
that I was stepping down. But I gave up my mother position to move up. If I'm giving up my East Coast,
you're going to overall.
I'm not going down. I'm going out.
Then what will it make a difference if you become overall mother than East Coast mother?
It really doesn't make a difference. If I was just Kelly, it wouldn't make a difference because I'm gonna still do the same things that I've been doing.
If I was just Kelly. Exactly. So why do you want to be overall mother? Do y'all have an overall mother?
She wants to make a democracy out of the overall East Coast mother. Because to be quite honest, if it ain't Monique herself, or I really don't understand what person that qualify in years and maturity for that, Kelly. I want to know. I got to see this. December 4th is going to take too long. So you're going to take it and you're going to pump. I don't see it. I'm sorry. I think that you're very powerful. And that you do everything already. You stood
yeah.
here, you've been by Andre's side, everything. I don't think that you need to prove a point to anybody because you have, like you said, you became a trendsetter once you came out
but
with
the whole thing. But to be honest with you, there's nothing to prove. It's like it's already been proven in the pudding. It's like you're just holding somebody else's spot. It's like, girl, stay where you at and you know, enjoy you. It's like, girl, you just be in there, just be like, okay, I got that for you.
You're
going to put something higher than that.
I got something to tell you, girl. I'm going to call you when I get off the phone because I'm about to tell you something. I'm going to really call you. You're going to gag when I make sense to you. Trust me, girl. Trust me.
Okay, now you heard from Kool-Aid, and Kelly, you heard from Nicole. Now, okay, here's my solution to it. Who's overall mother right now?
Overall mother is Jasmine.
Okay. Jasmine's a businesswoman, and that's all she is going to be a businesswoman. She's a bigger pageant girl than a ballroom girl. So I understand your reason for wanting to have overall mother. You know, you're more active in the ballroom. The only thing you're doing is changing names. You're not changing titles.
No, Cabbage, the real tea is I don't need a position at all. I just want to be here in the background. I'm ready to fall back to the background.
Oh, girl, the scared now.
No. There's no falling back now, honey.
Okay, Cabbage.
Miss Kelly. No, there's no falling back now, Mom. You've been right all day with everything you said.
No.
There'll be no falling back.
Y'all might open up the overall.
Get some callers on the phone to see how they feel about that. And no, Miss Kelly. No, don't go right there, baby.
The gag is y'all might open up a trend to overall East Coast Mother of the Year. Y'all might open that because, honey, no shade. This Mother of the Year stuff, honey. Honey.
I ain't got the body no more to be squeezing nothing in no girdle, honey. Just I'm sorry.
I hurt you.
I can't get.
Kelly
I can't.
She is corny. She is really corny. I'm over her. I'm really over her.
I'm not. You know what, Nicole? We got to see it from her point of view. Maybe this
no,
is.
No, I'm not. I'm seeing it from my point of view. I know her very well too, Cabbage. And Miss, I know what she's giving because, like, everybody thinks that she's the ball and she's all big and she can do this. Kelly is very.
Miss Kelly is just doing it because it's just a name, girl. She's not really doing it from what she's doing it for because she's already doing it now.
I personally want to ask you a favor. I need for you not to go anywhere yet. Because if you leave, this won't be fun. I need you to stay and
yeah.
to continue bringing your house. So
but
they
no,
can
I can always, tomorrow. I can always, you know, just because I'm not out, Nicole, don't mean I'm not going to send my kids
I'm not
to battle.
Girl, to be honest with you, if that's the case, girl, you need to work for my title. And, girl, if you're talking about staying in the background and all that thing.
Yeah, you could be the overseer, and I'm not battling.
That title is more powerful.
Arguing with
than overall.
As overall East Coast mother, by the way. Not debating at all. So you should say your thing because it will be a slaughter. And you know how Cabbage is already. So who was going to do it, Kelly? We need you. Come, baby. Don't go to the Caroline.
I don't mind the competition. You might have done it longer, Miss Kelly, but I'm sure I can damn sure do it a little bit better than you can.
And like I said, y'all might open up a trend of East Coast Mother of the Year, because there's no shade with this mother stuff, honey. I don't see it.
I don't think nobody that I'm not going to really to argue with. I don't argue with children that's under 25. I get very upset.
Who on this line is under 25 at the moment?
No, I'm meaning it, because, see, when she does that, think about it, Cabbage. Just think about it in your head. What could she be thinking to bring to the forefront to take her position? I don't think that there's anybody, and I know what they give, at this time with her power, not just, I'm not talking about luck. Because if you want to sit a trophy mother there, then you do that. But I'm talking about the connection, the communication, the loyalty, how she's there. Who is she going to put to be the overall East Coast mother that can abstain your mouth or mine?
Exactly.
Cabbage.
Okay, well, Ms. Kelly, it looks like you're fucked.
And I don't want to argue with them. I want to argue with the person that I was raised up with, you. So do not put nobody there that's going to take the board. When Cabbage coming along, it makes it fun. I looked this morning, I was like, oh, shit. The shit is on now. It is on now. Now you want to back out? Come to the
Y'all might make some mothers that's in certain houses. Maybe, you know, do what they're supposed to do. No shade. I'm going to get my life off this East Coast mother stuff. It's bringing back, it reminds me of the old school mothers that really take care of their children and really be involved and intact, not just, you know, oh, she's my favorite and she's the one that kisses my behind and all that.
Mothers. Cabbage feed her kids.
Yeah, I love all that. I'm getting my life.
Out of my pocket. I would feed all my kids and do it all myself. We need mothers that knows how to be mother, not mothers that we need to put them there because we want to keep them in our house. Or we want them to stay a part of the family, so we're going to push them up because we don't want them to lose them. If you lost them, they were not yours. That is whack. So that's why.
You got to understand, Nicole, believe it or not, the House of Ebony, like the House of Khan and the House of Mizrahi, y'all have a lot of mothers. We don't. We don't have a lot of mothers here in the House of Ebony.
Y'all have a lot of mothers here in the House of Khan.
Don't y'all have more than four?
We don't have more than four mothers, and there's more fathers in the House of Khan than there is mothers.
Well, there's more fathers here, too.
Not a lot of mothers here.
The House of Mizrahi has the mother thing down pat.
Yeah. Yeah, and now this one wants to talk about she wants to put somebody else. I dare you, Miss Thing. And whoever you put, they're going to know that they're about to be at this, so I'm going to tell it live. You put them there, and if they don't tell me nothing about their children, I don't want to hear nothing, and I'm going to tell your overall East Coast mother, go get the big kahuna. That's what I want to say.
Go get the big kahuna.
Right, her, the one that worked with this company and knows what's going on. That's what I'm not going to argue and be up there. And I don't want everyone to start doing that with taking this East Coast thing because that, when that Cabbage, that was fabulous. It was even more fabulous, mother. Like I told you, that bitch put to Canada to Mexico. That means all the way to your surgery.
Yeah, that shook me when they told me that. I go, like, what?
Yeah.
I was gagging. I said, bitch, I have to get my
Believe
life.
It or not. You believe it or not, guys, I really it didn't matter to me whatever happened. I just didn't expect it at this. I never really expected it because I was fine being overall godmother. I was fine with that.
You very well deserved it. You are a person that I've seen since I was a boy bite the bullet. And the whole House of Cat, whether you went to Jamaica, Africa, or wherever the fuck you came back from, you would come back and you deserve it. I know how you feel when you say, because I wasn't thinking about no mother thing. I was, that was near past my mind. I never thought nothing about leaving a house. I never did that in my life. I don't know nothing about leaving houses and doing stuff like that. You deserve it a lot more than a lot of people. And I thank God that you are up there now. I thank God that they actually gave you all that full control, because you will humble those kids. Oh, yes, you will.
And it's so strange. When they told me that, I said, that meeting must have been long and stern. But they told me that, sis, I got very, I said, what? I said, oh, that meeting was hot. I should have been here. I looked at my life.
Let's put it like this. It was so hot until Stuart, Larry, Jihad. Oh, my God. It was so hot. And I never voted. I never got a chance to vote.
Congratulations to Stuart,
too,
because I heard he got something out of the jail, too. So congratulations to Stuart, too.
You know how I was feeling, Selvin? At the end, everybody was saying, okay, kumbaya.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, kumbaya. That's
well,
all I can
it.
Do.
You deserve it, and I'm happy that you have it, because you're someone who's put me to the side and have told me several things that may have been, you know, we're not going to go there, but on many occasions about many different things. So you truly are an honor, and you truly deserve it more than anybody. And
mm-hmm.
That's the way I feel about it. God bless you. And
I'm going to try my damnedest. I mean, I love the house. I love the house, but believe it or not, more or less, the reason why I took it, I love the ballroom scene. And I don't want to see the ballroom scene go to pot. But another thing, I have a problem with these young kids not respecting elders, not respecting.
That's not for me. And I love the children. For me,
and
I love
them. I just feel that our ballroom, the class that we have in ballroom, we need to get all of that back. And I think this house, I think the House of Ebony runs better or runs smoother with Sanaya being the beauty queen that she is, and I respect her for that, but this house needs a butch queen mother. And I just feel that for this house, not all houses need butch queen mothers, because to me, I think that the House of Khan works better with femme queen mothers, because Miss Ayanna was an on-hands mother like you, Nicole. You know, Miss Ayanna had no problem being in productions. She's out with her kids. You know, she'll go to functions with them. She'll sit up with them. She'll she's an on hands mother. So that's what the House of Khan was blessed with.
Yeah, I love it when she was like, Sean. I love it.
She, you know, Miss Charles and all of them, they worked.
Yeah.
They worked with Miss Ayanna, and Miss Ayanna had no problem rolling up her sleeves and working with them. This House of Ebony, we either got prissy, pretty girls or just so rough Banji cunts until they really don't want to be mothers. They just want to be them. They just want to be money-making girls. May it be hookers, crafters, them girls just want to be girls. I think that I've been all the girl that I want to be. Now it's time for me to be a grown-up, and I've had my fun, and I've earned my respect, and I think that when my house came and presented that where I should be and this is where I'll be effective at, that's all I was going for. I was like, okay, I'll go for that. I'll try it out. I'm going to put my best foot forward. But like I told my house, I mean, this house is going to downsize terribly. And one thing that I'm implementing beyond any worth is that
that is the key word. It's going to downgrade.
Okay, because and another thing with my kids, I feel that Miss Richard was a big one for education, and that's one thing that we kind of slapped up off of the House of Ebony. And I feel that anybody that's in this house, if you want to walk a ball, you can bring me a motherfucking high school diploma. If you don't have one yet, you're going to work towards one as of now.
Amen. Yes, Captain. Yes.
Because if y'all got too much time, if y'all can get up enough money, and y'all can get up enough money to smoke pot, pop pills, sniff Peru, and make it to a function for $30, you can get up off your ass and go get you a motherfucking education. Or I can give you the foundation. The cheapest way to do it is to go get your high school diploma, because if you have a job now and don't have a high school diploma, you won't have a job for long.
That's period.
So if you
that's the reality, and
if anyone that's listening, if you do not have a high school diploma and you come to me and you say, oh, Ms. Cabbage, I don't have my high school diploma, what am I going to do? You're going to call Ms. Burney, and Ms. Burney is going to find you a higher learning center in either New York or New Jersey or whichever one you are at, and you are going to have to produce your high school diploma within a certain amount of time. Now, if you're working towards getting your high school diploma while you're walking functions, that's fine. But you're not going to do one without the other. You're not going to walk and not go to school. And if you continue to think that you're going to walk and not go to school, because going to school is not an option. You have to go to school regardless if you don't want to walk. You can stop walking and go to school. But you are either going to walk and go to school or go to school if you're going to carry the EBONY name. If not, I'm going to kick you out. I'm going to kick you out, and you will not be able to come back. There should be no reason why you're going to argue with me about me not wanting you to be a dumbbell. So nobody will be able to call you a stupid faggot. Okay, so my gear with this whole thing is, let's help them get an education. We preach about wear condoms. What about the kids that can't read not to wear no condom? Or not to read, can't read to wear a condom? Or even decipher that information. They sit there and they'll give her, yeah, Miss Thing, and she ain't comprehended a word that you said. Bitch, be careful. Don't put the dick in your mouth without a condom on.
Give me a condom?
No, boo-boo. Get an education. That's all I want. I'm not asking for money out of your pocket. I'm not asking you for no ass or no dick. I'm asking for you to get an education so you can better yourself. That's what we're working towards. Me being an overall East Coast mother does not mean that I'm going to give commands and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do. No. I want y'all to get up. I want y'all to get these kids on the road. I want y'all to get these kids on the road to getting an education. That's what's important. Because they won't be here tomorrow if they don't have their education. Suicide rate is up, and how far is it going to go up if we don't educate these kids on the whole shebang? You must educate. So I feel that everyone in the House of Ebony that does not have a high school diploma must get one. Must get one. And that's it. And that's all I want. I want you to walk. I want us to be respectful to ourselves and to other houses. And I want us to become a winning house. I'm trying to bring the iconic name of the House of Ebony back into perspective. What I'm used to, what they should be used to, and what everybody expects us to be. Cabot, you have a caller,
240-581. You're live on the air.
My daughter.
Oh my God! Like I didn't even know when y'all was going to stop to take the phone call. I wanted to comment on a couple of things. I wanted to say a couple of things. I don't want to be long either, but one particular thing I don't like about in a ball when I'm at a ball. When it comes to, like the caller has said, when people are trying to see a category and they want to see their house members or just see a category, period, I feel like as me as a film queen, I feel like that the butch queen should be respectful enough. Like if the film queens are sitting at the table and, you know, if you got a table, the purpose of you having a table is for you to sit down. The purpose of you, I mean, people that stand, butch queens are standing in front of you and, you know, and you ask them, you know, please, can you move or I can't see. Some of them will look at you like they got an attitude and stuff like that. You know, that goes with the whole respect factor to the film queens from the butch queens to the film queens. That's what I don't appreciate, you know, when I'm at a ball and I be trying to see. Even though I know I'm tall.
Oh, no, I'm letting you finish because I wanted to respond to that.
Even though I know that, you know, I'm tall or whatever, I still, like, if I'm standing in front of somebody, I will squat down or I will sit down or whatever, just so everybody can see or what have you. And I just cannot stand, because one, the judges can't see, then the film queens can't see or whatever like that. And I mean, you know, some butch queens will move, but a lot of butch queens, they won't, they will pay it. And I just don't use that. That's just one particular thing that I don't like. But I go ahead, Salva, you go ahead, because I hear something else I wanted to say too.
Yeah, but you have film queens that do the same thing. It's just something that I haven't commented, and I be having film queens in my way to a point I'd be like, honey, you want to sit on my lap? So it's really, it's not just a film queen going through it. It's like everybody goes through that. Like,
yeah,
trust me, what I'm
talking about. Before you say the next thing, I want to say this to all the females. I'm rolling my gear. I want to say this to all the women and all the film queens. Some fucking strength. Y'all are weak. Everyone is complaining about the butch queens do this and the butch queens do that. And get some strength. Mom, that's it. So we're sitting in debate and we don't show up. We're not coming to ball. The fem queens are not putting themselves in their position to even see what can happen. They get on hormones, they got shaded, and they run inside. Get some strength. You sitting at that table, bitch, you know that you these women, and it, not just you, but other members and any women, that is it. It's just respect for a man to get up. And if he doesn't do so, and he's in my house, and there's all these women, there will be a problem. I'm not going to sit back and say, oh, I just can't take it. These butch queens don't. No, he's getting the fuck up.
Especially if your family member is next to you. Especially if your family, if your family is next to you, because I'm going to be honest with you, if Nicole is sitting there and somebody's in Nicole's way, honey, could you move? Because my mother can't see. Or my house member can't see. But
it's not being shady, and it's just being respectful. I mean, what
right.
We need to get back into ballroom, I'm not saying that anybody is perfect, because I know I can blow my top like Nicole can blow her top, like Kelly can blow her top, like we have seen Sylvan blow his. But in all reality, we are respectful to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
These kids not need to start using a respectful, they should have some kind of code of ethics. And
but you
the
know
shame
what?
To
I
me.
Think, you know what? I think that's thought with what you said about parents teaching their kids. When the kids see what the mother and stuff is doing, when the kids see how respected, because a lot of things that the Fem Queens say they go through, I want to know. I don't go through that. I don't go through it at all. I don't get that type of treatment. And if I did, I never acknowledged it, no way. So I don't know about all of that. I think that it's about how we are raising. Like when they were talking, I was reading something about we telling our children, me per se, telling my children about who Cabbage is and your history. We teach our children. We teach our organization. We are the leaders. And we have leaders that are powders. They're just cow, and it's just nobody really
okay.
Wants to do anything.
Okay, can I say
my
other thing?
Go ahead, Naima. You said you wanted to say something else. Go ahead, I'm
sorry.
Go
ahead, Naima. Okay, another thing is about fall is like with, you know, when it comes, that I have noticed like for the past maybe like 3 to 5 years, I guess I want to, more so like this 3 to 4 years, I have noticed. And I've heard Selvin also talk about this, too. And that is, you know, y'all need to start, I'm talking about the leader here is like Selvin and like Jack and like you, Cabbage, like certain powerful figures that can move the balls, you know, need to start delegating what balls are going to be balls that's going to count of the year or that's going to count for you, you know, getting voted or what have you, or getting your trophy at the awards ball and all these other little rickety cricket balls or whatever like that, you know, they could just, I'm not going to say they could pay them, but it's just that I feel like the reason why people don't show up at certain people's balls is because of two things. Well, it's more than two things, but these are the main two things. One, it's 1,000 balls a year, literally, 1,000 balls a year. So even the latest bitch who is a late naughty bitch, she can feel fair because she could give every bitch, I ain't got to go to that because I can go to this one come next week. That's one, it's too many balls. That's the first thing. And then the one of the other main reasons, because there's more reasons, but the two main for me is that people go where the greater coin is being given. And
oh,
if the
God.
Greater coin
is being given at, you know, Cucamajou's ball, but this other child who's having a ball a week before her is fabbing at Cucamajou, they're going to go to Cucamajou's ball, and they're going to pay the child that's just before her. And this is why people get on a radio show or just other avenues, and they get very, well, the ball was late because there wasn't nobody in there, or the ball was tired because didn't nobody walk, or certain people didn't show up, they showed up at so-and-so other ball or whatever like that. I think it has went from going from creativity and showcasing your creativity to it's about a coin. Because when I came out in 94, I mean, I seen creativity. You know, 100 people was happy to get $100. They was happy to get $250. It's like now it's so many balls that everybody can now sit back, twiddle their fingers, pantomime, and pick which one they could go to. And now no one is delegating which ball is going to be named of the year. I feel like, in closing, I have other things, but I'm going to just, you know, because I know other people want to get on the show. I feel like if in order to gain order and gain popularity and bring creativity back to the ballroom scene, I think the figureheads, like I said, Salvin and Jack and Tony Revlon and Cabbage, these certain, even more of the figureheads, y'all need to get together and get together with these powerful figureheads from other houses and find out from them when are they having their overall house ball or their major ball. And then when you put these flyers out or these teasers out, you put on it, this counts as of the year, or this points will count for you getting your status or your recommendation or whatever the case may be come awards time. I think then that will cut down on how many people be at all of these rickety cricket balls. Because then you'll have the ones that really count being at the one at the balls that do count.
To be honest with you, I really think that only major houses should give major balls, and I really think that there should only be 12 to 16 balls a year.
Okay.
If I approve of that message. If there were only 12 to 16 balls a year, and what do you think about? You think about you get 4 award balls and 12 balls, that's 1 a month. And how much do you want to make a bet if the ball is in Alaska? If you have a month to prepare for a function, that function is going to be successful, and that function is going to start on time. You can trust and believe a bitch that's been waiting a month to get her motherfucking shit off, oh, trust me, she's coming with fire. Bitches are going to be sitting there waiting in anticipation. Y'all have built up some kind of, you know, animosity. So when y'all do come, y'all are coming to really walk. You have put your best foot forward. Now that you got 6 to 12 balls a month, that's a lot. State to state. I feel that the Milan should give a ball, the Ebony should give a ball, the Milwaukee should give a ball, the Con should give a ball, the Aga should give a ball, the Garcons, the Blahniks, the Herreras. These houses that have active walking members should give balls. Now, these balls should be for your of the year. We know that the Herreras are going to get their ball in Chicago. We know that the starters now, their home base used to be Atlanta. Now their home base is Chicago. We more than likely know that the House of Escada is going to give a ball in Chicago. Now, when it comes to Washington, D.C., you expect the House of Khan and the House of Allure and the House of Aga to give one of them to give a ball in Washington, D.C., or all three of them to give a ball in Washington, D.C. You go to Chanel. You expect the Chanels to give a ball in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So this is this we're all traveling. We're all traveling. You could expect the house. To me, I love the House of Milan, but I think they give fabulous balls in Miami. I love the Milan balls in Miami. I just think they're just those kids are so thirsty to walk because they don't get a ball every week. Those bitches be having bags and bags of dues. You catch those kids down there that will walk more than one category because they have had time to prepare for their categories.
Okay.
I mean
the ones that should be giving balls, honestly, it shouldn't just be a house thing. I feel like this. If you paid the way and you earned the way, that's who should be giving a ball, period.
Right.
Because I'm going to be honest with you.
Those balls are what's going to qualify for something. Not somebody in the house of Hokum and Joker coming. They get very, oh, yes, Miss Thing is in the house of Hokum and Joker, and yes, and she been walking, and, you know, she's of the year. Okay, mm-hmm. She's of the year. But I don't think that's the reason. Look how long it took for me to give a ball.
Yeah, me too.
I did not feel that I qualified to give a ball until I know that I had walked and I had judged and I had given enough back to the ballroom scene. People like Harold, people like Jasmine that give balls, they're organized. See, Harold is a great organizer. I'm not the greatest organizer when it comes to a ball, but I surround myself with people that I know that can help me do my job, like Michael Haynes, Bernie, Tim Jules. They all help me, you know, to get my ball into a circulation. And this is what happens when a house gets a ball, a function, where you got the kids coming in and they're going to decorate, they're going to sweep, they're going to do. It's a house thing. A house has pride in what they do. You don't have the tables. I love the Mizrahi tables. I mean, Miss Kelly really orders up a storm. Fresh fruit, champagne. You know, you love certain things that are done. But when major houses give them, when you get these sidebar to give balls, it's horrible. And I don't think that's
fair. There's a lot of bitches that's been in the scene for a long time that still shouldn't give balls.
And shouldn't. Not everybody's supposed to give a ball. I don't feel. The only reason why I gave a ball is because I felt it was time for me to give back to the community. It was time for me to give a little more of myself. It was time for me to open up my door and give a ball. I had never given one, and I never had no desire to. I had help to give balls, and I think that's a better position for me to help to give a ball. But
I give nothing to the community. The community's trying to fuck my motherfucking man.
What do you mean? The community ain't Jody. Who trying to fuck your man now, Miss Kelly?
Girl, everybody.
I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get into it. Save that for Miss Nicole's show. Because I don't want nothing about. I don't want to hear nothing about nobody sleeping with nobody, man.
That's why I think I'm going to make the topic tomorrow. I think I'm going to make the topic treasure snatchers tomorrow.
Treasure snatchers.
I want to clarify that why everybody's running and using that term. It came from Juanita Bynum, and it says it's the unsnatchable treasure, which means that my treasure can't be snatched by anybody. So that if there that I have can be snatched by anyone, because if God gave it to me, no man can take it from me. So nothing can be snatched with mine.
Like a brand new pair of Prada shoes, right, Miss Nicole?
And God, if you can take Miss Cabbage, and I learned this from Cabbage and Joseph. If you snatched it, it wasn't yours. Why you carrying it?
And God gave it to me, bitch. And next month. A month from today, baby, it's been 1 year, and the girls still ain't get it, and they ain't never gonna get it, bitch. Whatever they do
you
to me,
like,
I'm gonna do
like
it. Whatever the girls try to do to me, I'm gonna do to them double. And till they do right by me, ain't nothing good gonna happen in their life, silly. Ain't nothing good gonna happen.
You know what I learned? Over in the last year, and Nicole can tell you, I have a real bad thing about lovers. That's why in your life, how many lovers have you known me to have, Nicole? Your brother was one of them, right?
Maybe about three. I've known her since I was 6 days. About three.
And you want to know why I'm like that? Because When you got too many and girls see you with too many, they think that you know something that they don't. It's nothing special to it. You treat somebody like you want to be treated. Other bitches only want what you got because they see that it treats you different. Because it's treating you good. You know, I understand everyone I had treated me a certain way, but unfortunately for me, I know what my problem is. My tolerance level for bullshit is real low. And at the end of the day, I'm a man too. I'm a man that likes men. So please don't you ever put your hand on me and think you're ever going to get away with it. And that's what a lot of
women. At the end of the day, and at the end of the day, I'm a motherfucking man and dressed like a woman, and I like women. And if you try to play with, my motherfucking bacalao, bitch, I'm gonna cut your motherfucking fingers off. Stay the fuck away from my bacalao.
That's why I've learned now to be careful where and who I pick up. Because
I know. Also, you
got to
remember, be careful of who you call your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful of who you call your friend. Okay, unfortunately, niggas going to be niggas anywhere you soup, sob, or shake it. All right?
Exactly.
But at the end, you must always, always let a bitch know, if you fucking him while he left me, bitch, what you think he gonna do to you? What you think he gonna do to you? If
he
beat your ass, if he beat my ass, what you think he gonna beat your ass to? Of course
so
he gonna beat your ass.
And then you have the unsnatchable treasure. What I have is the unsnatchable treasure. I don't have anything that can be snatched by any female, femme queen, butch queen, any man for that matter.
Nicole, you on that road again, too?
Absolutely. I'm not, I've grown up so much, and I've been one, you know, Cabbage.
Yeah.
Of having lovers, and Kelly, we have went, you know, I won't allow anybody to take me there when I say I love them and I thought they loved me. I shouldn't have to go there. And if you have a problem like that, sometimes we need to start checking home before we start checking other people. Because the problem can lie right next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful.
Unfortunately, I don't give a fuck what anybody says. If you know that I'm laying with this nigga, he should right now put a bitter taste in your mouth if you're my girlfriend. But if you're not my girlfriend and you decide to take him, then I know what you really want. I know what he was. So maybe in all reality, you're doing me a favor.
Right,
so,
it worked out for your good, because hadn't it worked out like that, it would have worked out another way, and you would have cut someone up again. So it worked out for your good. You know how many order protections they had up against me? That works out for your good. It alleviates the whole problem. So while we mad and crying about people that we lost, we should be happy and jumping for joy.
Yep, because I could see me going to the prison gate over a dumb bitch not being smart and not asking a question. And I mean, I could be like that, but again, I'm not going to fight nobody that's not going to fight me, one, two. And then, believe it or not, you blame the bitch, but you blame the nigga, too. You got to check the nigga for it. But see, unfortunately, some niggas are not niggas. Some niggas are more bitches than us, and they don't know how to be men. So you can't make them men because they didn't come out their mother as men. They came out their mother as males.
Oh, and on that note, we got to get up out of here.
All right, so I can go get dressed. Kelly, Nicole, thank you.
Thank you.
And trust
Any
me,
concerts.
Power to the East, overall East Coast mothers. We're coming.
Okay, we're here.
We have arrived.
I know that's right. To everybody that's listening on the phone lines and everybody that's in the chat room, we will not be on the air tomorrow night. I'll be back here Monday night to recap the Legends Ball, and Kool-Aid will be calling in to give me the tea on what happened with No Legends in Pittsburgh. I love you all for loving me. Practice safe sex. The life you save will be your own. Cabbage, take it away.
Everybody, thank you again. It was a wonderful night. A little slow, but I can understand it. Don't worry. Coming to a theater near you, three the hard way. Let's see if you can find out who Charlie's Angels really are. At the end of the night, and at the end of the day, I don't care what anybody says, whatever you're doing, wherever you're doing it, please, please, by any given chance, wrap it up. If you're not going to wrap it up, don't do it. Thank you, and have a nice and wonderful night. And everybody, please, stay blessed, stay smart, stay good. Thank you.
The Legendary House of Escada presents... Ha ha ha! the mental asylum. Crazy about Escada. The 10th anniversary celebration of the Midwest House of Escada. Saturday, December 18th, 2010. Doors open at 7 p.m. Legend Statements of Stars begins at 8 p.m. sharp. The ball is free before 9 p.m. For $20 back. Savings $150 in advance. The Mental Asylum, held at the McCormick Ballroom of Herman Hall at the Illinois Institute of Technology, 3241 South Federal Street, Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000 for runway. Legendary versus $1,000 winner versus of the years versus challenger. Are you up to it? Grand prize number two for $1,000. Open door. Legendary versus $1,000 winners versus of the years versus challenger. We'll see you there. Mini grand prize for $250. Open to all legendary realness. The ball will begin promptly at 8 p.m. and end promptly at 2 a.m. Don't gag.
The legendary house of Escada.
The mental asylum.
Crazy about Escada.
The proceeding was a Ronald production.